Good day, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, Fintealing. Here's your weekly wrap of Australian insurance news for Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. First up, a looming crisis in Western Australia. Defective infrastructure, specifically Iplex's ProFit Typlex 1050 pipes, are putting property owners in a tough spot, with recurring water leaks triggering insurer refusals from companies like RAC and QBE. Homeowners are dealing with financial and emotional stress. Experts urge potential buyers to conduct pre-purchase plumbing inspections. They also highlight the pressing need for industry regulation to alleviate insurance woes, emphasizing the urgency for reform. This situation, first reported by the West Australian, is shaking up the property market as buyers express their apprehensions about future liabilities and insurance challenges. In further news, the spotlight is on broker responsibility. An attempt by a homeowner to hold broker Aon accountable for advice about emergency tree removal cover was recently dismissed by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA. A storm saw the homeowner claiming insurance for tree clearance. They were denied as the policy did not cover this unless there was property damage. Aon defended its stance, suggesting the fault lay with the source of the information. AFCA has underscored the importance of thoroughly understanding insurance contract specifics, stating that Aon fulfilled its duty responsibly. Transitioning to global sustainability, the finance sector is en route to a more sustainable future. Capgemini's Sustainability Transformation Trends Survey reveals insurance companies and retail banking leading the way in global sustainability efforts. They've achieved a 30-point rise in their sustainability index, coming out ahead of industries like healthcare and energy. The survey also highlights Australia as a top performer with an impressive score of 120, surpassing the UK, US, and Germany. Cyril Garcia of Capgemini connects the importance of sustainability with cost efficiency in business strategies, sending a clear signal that the finance sector plays a significant role steering towards a more sustainable future. And that's News Wrap for today. I'm Paige Estrotori, and for your best insurance news and advice, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for joining me today. Until next week, stay informed and stay insured.